And the other important point that I want to tease out today is the commercial relationships that Macquarie has with its major shareholders. And for me, that's the governance issue which is at the heart of this debate, is that Macquarie is the most powerful brand in the Australian financial system. Everyone needs to be on the train with Macquarie for floats and capital raisings and all this sort of stuff. So when Macquarie devotes their resources to persuading their institutional shareholders to vote a certain way, they have a lot of power behind that. And I mean, the example I'd give you is, for instance, AXA, which owns 13 million shares, is the second biggest shareholder in Macquarie. Now, when the French tried to mop up AXA, it was Macquarie that did the defence. So Macquarie has a commercial relationship as AXA's advisor, and they got paid very well to defend against the French. Fast forward 3 years, and AXA's being asked by Macquarie, please don't vote against our remuneration report, because this is the model that's made the machine, and if you really have to vote against it, please abstain. So, and then you can run similar arguments with the other major shareholders. So that's why, Chairman, I think for the purposes of an informed debate, it is reasonable that we be told the proxies at the outset. It's a non-binding resolution anyway. The actual figures don't matter a fig for the law, but the figures do matter for the purposes of this debate. Hence, my request that you test the meeting as to whether maybe it's after 15 minutes, maybe it's not right now, but before we finish discussing the remuneration report, I'd like to see the proxies so we can have some further discussion about what it all means, because if there is a big protest vote, it is a big challenge to the Macquarie model, which could have implications. So I think it's not an unreasonable request, and I'd ask you to test that with the meeting.
Mr. Mayne, as I think you know, motions can't be put on during the meeting from the floor. If you genuinely want to test this, I'd suggest you formally move a motion for next year. We've seriously considered the issue, and we believe that whilst there are arguments on both cases, best practice internationally and in Australia is that you don't bias the vote by disclosing the proxies, but you do disclose the proxies before the meeting. So at the end of the meeting, you'll know what the proxies are, but it'll be after you vote, not before you vote.